star one. If you have questions for the coaches this morning, we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Good morning.
Good morning. A very impressive win for you guys on Saturday. Go on the road and knock off 25th-ranked Stony Brook. As you've gone back and looked at the film, what impressed you about your team in that victory?
I was impressed about how hard we played defensively. We hung in there and kept playing and got, you know, did a really, I thought we did a really good job of getting our people to the ball and tackling and that sort of thing. They're a good team. They're a very physical team. They're a good team. They gave us fits on. Their defense gave our offensive line fits. I mean, just, we had a hard time blocking them and hard time running and hard time doing a lot of things offensively. But I think the difference was the way that our defense responded and the way our defense played.
They have had, as you touched on, they've had a ton of success running the ball at people with Bedell and that big offensive line, and you guys able to, your defense have no point. I think that's six quarters now without any points off your defense. How were you so effective in slowing that running game?
Well, we just try to get a lot of people to the football. You know, you can't expect one guy to make a play. I mean, they're going to give you, you know, they're very powerful. And unfortunately, we picked off two passes. You know, Stephen Lubnow, linebacker, had a really good game for us. He had an interception. And also Aaron Swinton did. So, I mean, we, you know, we got a couple turnovers, but I think the biggest thing is that, you know, our guys played hard and, you know, we were a little thin out there so far as depth, and guys had to go, and they did.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Jimmy Laycock. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that, Pasha.
Your first question is from Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
I was wondering, was there anything in particular that you guys were doing Saturday defensively that you weren't earlier? I don't mean necessarily strategy, but in terms of execution.
Well, you know, Dave, we're playing with a lot of young guys on defense, and hopefully as the season progresses, they tend to get a little bit better. You know, like, you know, Nate Atkins there at inside linebacker, and, you know, Corey Parker at safety. These are, you know, redshirt freshmen. This is their first year starting, and they, you know, they're starting to get some games under their belts, and they're recognizing things a little bit, maybe a little bit better. But I think overall it was, you know, we played hard.
And forgive my ignorance here. When I was listening late, Anderson wasn't in. Was he hurt or anything?
He got disqualified in the first half.
Oh, I missed that. Thank you. Is he eligible to play? Oh, I guess he would be. Okay, never mind.
Jimmy, switching to the offensive side of the ball, you guys, time of possession, 34 minutes to 19, and I know post-game Coach Priori talked about Steve Cooley, and although his numbers weren't spectacular as far as the number of yards, able to keep drives alive. Talk about your offensive effort.
Well, yeah, I thought Steve managed the game very well, and he did keep some drives alive with his scrambling and then scrambling and throwing once too. Yeah, he did. I thought he did a good job. I thought we just kind of tried to take what we could get. You know, it wasn't a whole lot of big plays involved there, but you know, it was at last in the fourth quarter. We did have a nice long drive and end up, you know, not getting the field goal. But anyway, at least we took some time off the clock, and Steve had a good solid game for us.
And another also solid game with that new group of receivers we kind of talked about last week. Daniel Kujak, another good game with 8 catches, 79 yards, and a touchdown. About his taking advantage of his opportunity, seems to have really stepped up.
Well, yeah, he had to be our go-to guy Saturday, and he responded very well. Good routes. He ran a really good route down there for the touchdown. And, yeah, he's a very consistent, very solid receiver. That's the way he works in practice, and it carries over to the games just like that.
We've talked a lot about that defense. And one thing we didn't touch on, that defensive stand that you had with Stony Brook driving there in the last 2 minutes. Talk about some of the big plays that came out of that.
Well, you know, it was partially us making plays and partially them not making some plays. They had some opportunities and they didn't cash in, and we just kept playing. It kept plugging in there and kept trying to get people to the football, and fortunately we came out on the plus side of that one.
You guys on the road Saturday, once again, traveling to Towson, that's coming off a victory on Saturday. Talk about what has impressed you about Towson to this point.
Well, obviously, it's early in the week. I haven't seen everything, but I know what kind of teams they usually have, and this looks to be the same very physical team, very well coached, and you know, they've played a lot of close games, and one reason or other, some things have gone against them, but really, they, you know, watching them play the last game against Elon, they really got after them. They flat got after them. They played hard. I remember, you know, last year when we played them down here, that was as physical a game as our players had been in.
Talk about you guys. I've also been in a bunch of close games, and how much does it mean, and how much confidence does it give you to win a close game on the road like you did Saturday? How does that momentum carry into potentially this week?
Oh, I don't know how it carries over, but it sure was good to do that. I mean, that would have made the trip back a lot better. We went up on the road and beat a quality team, too. I mean, you know, Stony Brook is that's a very good team. It's well coached, and they know what they're doing. They got good players, and they play hard. And for us, I felt we were really fortunate to. I knew we had to play very, very hard in order to get that win, and we did. And for fortunate, we got it.
All right, Jimmy. Thanks for the time as always this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
All right. Take care.